Wow, what an amazing time. Utterly amazing. Honestly, full disclosure here, I have no idea what I'm going to discuss this week. It's just been so busy. So I'm just going to start ranting and rambling like I often do. Now, sometimes I have like things I've written down and I don't have them this time. Week by week, I've been giving you boring play just in case the podcast is too exciting. I keep telling you about my baby steps in progress with hold on a second. I just got a message about from someone. No, it actually doesn't matter. Never mind. Okay, it was. I'm mildly blowing up on Instagram this week, in Taiwan, and so I'm getting messages. But I just posted a YouTube video on my Taiwan channel because I'm back at that, and the guy that I did the interview with, I just shared it with him, and it's possible that he's going to respond to me sometime soon. So we'll see how that works. I don't know. It might happen while I'm doing the podcast. So if you're following on Twitch, then you'll see it in real time live. So what was I saying? It was George, don't interrupt. just because I ask a question doesn't mean I'm asking it to you. Well, no, it's that. No, the wisdom if you keep talking to yourself, people will think that you've gone crazy. I wasn't talking to you. You're welcome to borrow and steal that one. I stole it from Avatar: The Last Airbender. Where was it? Yes, play by play. Just in case the podcast is so exciting that you just can't handle it, you need it to be more boring to make it more normal. I keep giving you play by play on what's happening with the web software. Do you think that I'm going to tell you what happened with the web software this week, do you? Okay, what happened with the web software this week, since you ask, hold on, Marco Rubio moment here. Oh yeah, that's a monster. Gotta drink lots of monster. 7-Eleven's having this. No, the sale moved from 7-Eleven to the local Taiwanese version of Aldi. Yes, thank you. Ready to address the nation now that I've took my drink live on the air. Why are we doing this on the podcast? Is this proper form? Is this how you're supposed to do just to talk about nothing? Well, I suppose there's more substance on the morning shows. That's a really good point. I'm going to get into that in the Taiwan special. How exciting and high quality does an episode actually have to be for it to be good? And good is defined as people watch it and view it, and so it becomes valuable as an advertising asset. That's the definition of quality when it comes to some type of an episode. And eventually, I'm going to be doing advertising with something on here. Because all these boring web servers I keep talking about, eventually, I'm going to give you a link where you can go sign up. Because you're going to want to, because you're just so excited, because you've known the full boring step-by-step history of it. So where are... Okay. So this past week has been filled with crazy travel around Taiwan and doing videos, which I think I'm going to get into in the Taiwan special. I've been making talk about what... Because it's been fascinating. Very, very fascinating week as far as video creating. Like, for example, the video that I just put up on YouTube, I did that thing where I went into GIMP, you know, the open source version of Photoshop, which why would you pay for Photoshop when there's GIMP? I went and drew a little line around me and the guy I was interviewing and then like expanded the selection and put like this big fat white line around us. And I think that it's going to make the video better. Like literally, you're doing an interview where there's people in your video. Draw a big fat white line around the people, the main characters, and then that's what people see. That's the picture people see to clip. It's called a thumbnail, I think. That's the picture people click on to watch your video. And you've got the main characters in it with a big fat white line around them, and that's what the video is about, and more people will watch it. So like stuff like that has been going on all week long, and I'll give you play-by-play and see what's going with it. But it was while that's been going on, I haven't had much time to work on the web servers, but I'm still crawling forward with my fingernails. What happened was this. I completely got the email server theoretically finished. It's totally untested. But I went through the process and got it all, because that's one of the steps in development. You've got to, what's the problem you're trying to solve? What are you trying to accomplish? And you kind of do sort of a theoretical play-by-play. Okay, we're going to talk our way through landing this plane, and you've got the crew there. Okay, we're descending. You're on the ground in a classroom, but you're talking through it. No, I did that with a band rehearsal one time. The band had to set up and play their music and then get off stage in a certain amount of time. And so we just did this talk through three times before their performance, and they ended up setting up equipment like in 30 seconds, the band was ready to go. And so when they didn't do well in their musical performance, I knew that it wasn't because they weren't set up in time. Okay, no, but the talk through is finished with the web server development. What that? No, I mean, when you're starting your own web, your own business, and you need a website that does something, and you hire some geek to do it for you, if you want it to work, an important part of that process is to do a talk through. It's how software people work. You need to take pencil and paper and draw out every single page you have. You click a button, you need to draw a picture of what will happen. You hover over something, you want something to happen, you have to draw a picture of it with a pencil and a paper. And then you give that to the web team, and then they know what to do. It's called product management, and it's a vital part of business, and I don't think you can major in it in school yet. You might be able to, but it's a necessary part of business, and companies all have them. But it's defined by the industry. It's not established. It's not old enough, irrelevant history that you can study it in college yet. So I did that part, the theoretical part of getting the email server working, but I haven't tested it because this past week, I went to visit my buddy Jayen twice. YouTuber buddy. Just really, really amazing stuff keeps happening. And I don't want to share details, because anytime good things start to happen with people, there's always some sort of just personal stuff that goes on. So I'm not trying to be vague. We're not talking anyone's problems in particular, but just there are people and there's relationships all over the place. And there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and these people not getting along, and that company's gone stupid and attacked somebody, and then the other company's trying to do a good job. And so people are church splitting over skateboard shops, and or they're not. And so it's a really healthy skateboard shop environment, and there's always relationships. And there's always something happening with the people that we talk to. And the more I do a better work as a video maker, and the more that I cooperate with other talented people and other things, whether it's Jayen doing his YouTube stuff or I'm making videos with guys at the skate park, the more we do good work, the more social personal problems start to go away. And that's why I do it. So I think I'm going to get into in the Taiwan special, I think I'm going to talk about YouTubing in Taiwan a little bit. And then were there some other issues, some of the other issues that were going on with Taiwan? I want to think. I think we might do that this week. We might look at what it's like doing YouTube stuff in Taiwan. So my American YouTube channel went over 1,000, and I think I'm going to reach out to a certain publishing house soon and ask them if I can just start reading a Bible translation and doing talks on the YouTube channel to try to promote it and help them with that. That's going to be interesting. But I'm back at it on my Taiwan YouTube channel, and I'm sort of coupling that with stuff that I'm doing on Instagram too. So I'm an Instagrammer and a YouTuber. So I'm gonna discuss some of the nuts and bolts and how that's working out this week. So I wish that I had more done with the web servers, because we need cloud, and I do hope that I'm gonna get to that later this week. But in the meanwhile, it's gonna be lots happening. See you tomorrow.